For today's GeoQuiz, follow the Danube. The long and winding Danube River touches at least 10 European countries. In Serbia, it flows through the northern province of Vojvodina, and that gets us very close to the city we want you to name today. It's Serbia's second largest. The city was mostly ruined by bombardment during the 1999 war in Kosovo. All of its bridges across the Danube, its residential neighborhoods, and the oil refinery had to be rebuilt. The 17th-century Petrovaradin fortress survived, and this past weekend it was a setting for one of Europe's biggest and coolest music events. We'll pay a visit to the Exit Festival when we reveal the answer later on The World. 11 years ago, activists in Serbia staged a music festival in defiance against then-President Slobodan Milosevic. Since then, Exit Festival has grown into an important musical event in Europe. It happens annually in the place we asked about in today's GeoQuiz, the Serbian city of Novi Sad. As Nate Tabak reports, the city's festival has become a symbol of a country trying to move forward.
Tight access controls greet visitors at Novi Sad's 17th-century Petrovaradin fortress, where Exit is held. A row of locking metal gates stands between them and the four-day music extravaganza held this past weekend. They only open after someone on the other side scans a barcode on your wrist. Exit 2011 is a far cry from 11 years ago, when a group of student activists effectively thumbed their noses at authorities by staging the festival. It was the twilight of Slobodan Milosevic's reign, and Exit served as a veiled platform to advocate regime change. These days, with Milosevic long gone and Serbia increasingly oriented toward the European Union, Exit is about drawing big international music acts like the American indie group Beirut, not bringing down governments. Thank you. 19-year-old Luca Peschal, strolling the fortress on stilts high above the sea of young revelers, says Exit is fun, pure and simple.
So much people here. You can hear all bands comes here all over the world. It's great.
Milivoj Babic sees something far more important than fun, normalcy.
First of all, this opportunity to show the world what's happening here, to show some different story of which they heard before.
Babic just received a master's degree in economics, but he was working security at Exit, ahead of a job search in a country with nearly 20% unemployment. Babic says Serbia has its share of problems, including its economy, but most outsiders don't realize that the country has changed a lot since the wars of the 1990s.
They heard about a lot of bad things what happened in the past, and they judge from that.
If Exit is about winning over hearts and minds, then people like 27-year-old Netherlander Guillermo Gonzalez are the target.
We all know Kosovo or Mladic, but we don't know like Serbia.
After a few days at Exit, Gonzalez saw more to Serbia than its former province and the accused war criminal it recently caught and sent to The Hague.
Now I think some different. Nice people, good, lovely country, lovely view.
Asma Al-Ghul agrees wholeheartedly. The blogger, journalist, and activist from Gaza says she felt a kinship with the young Serb she met at Exit. But there's still something that troubled Al-Ghul, especially when she talked with people who support Palestinian statehood and the Arab Spring, like her.
We are talking about revolutions in the Arab world, and we are talking about how to change politics, how to change governments, how to protest. But I cannot believe how Serbia, they support Gaddafi, the Libya president.
Some Serbs sympathize with Gaddafi because they see parallels between NATO's ongoing bombing campaign in Libya and the alliance's bombing of Serbia in 1999. Al-Ghul said that, and the popularity of Serbia's ultranationalist radical party, suggests that the activist goals of the original Exit Festival are still very much needed. Even though Exit has lost much of its political bite, Al-Ghul believes that music can still create positive changes.
You know, always the music, it's the international language. Music is it's the solution for, if we can say, cultural conflict.
And there was a hint of that in Exit's music lineup. Take, for example, the inclusion of a band from Kosovo. That's the country that seceded from Serbia in 2008. A touchy subject here. The Freelancers played on one of the smaller stages and drew about 100 people. The Albanian indie rockers made no mention of their origin, and their songs were in English. The Freelancers may have kept a relatively low profile, but at least some spectators thought their presence embodied the original revolutionary spirit of Exit and the new spirit of Serbia. For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, Novi Sad, Serbia.
Get wild with the other spectators at Exit Fest in Serbia. We've got a slideshow of fans and bands of all stripes playing to the crowds. And before we lose that beat, let's congratulate our GeoQuiz texting game winners, Marnin from Albany, Janelle from La Mesa, California, and Cody in New Orleans. You can play along too. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. This is PRI.